Mobility is the key. Wer sprintet, braucht stabile Sprunggelenke. Wer wirft, merkt jede Belastung in der Schulter. Und wer viel läuft, kennt das Ziehen in den Knien. Ich selbst merke das manchmal bei etwas längeren Läufen. Und Gelenke sind einfach die Grundlage für jede Bewegung, egal in welcher Disziplin. Und genau deshalb habe ich mir die Mobility-Routine von Avea genau angeschaut. Das Duo aus Mobilizer und Kollagen-Activator wurde entwickelt, um Entzündung zu reduzieren, die Beweglichkeit zu verbessern und die Regeneration nach harten Sessions zu beschleunigen. Der Mobilizer sorgt für geschmeidige Bewegungen und weniger Steifheit. Und der Kollagen-Activator unterstützt deine Kollagenproduktion, damit deine Gelenke auch langfristig belastbar bleiben. Und das Beste, Avea steht auf der Kölner Liste. Getestet, geprüft und somit sicher für Leistungssportlerinnen und Leistungssportler. Ich habe es getestet und wenn du deine Gelenke fit halten willst, probier es aus. Mit meinem Code ATHLET15 bekommst du 15% Rabatt auf deine erste Bestellung. Avea, Schweizer Qualität für deine Gelenke. Den Link dazu findest du natürlich in den Shownotes. Welcome back to the final episode of our WMA podcast and welcome Boyke.
Hi Benjamin, nice to be back here for the last time.
Yeah Boyke, first of all, a huge congratulations on your bronze medal in the shotput. Please tell us a little bit about your competition.
Yeah, thank you very much. I mean, it's not that important because it's just one bronze medal and there were so many others. But it's my first international. And quelle surprise, it's already here.
Very nice.
They are really, really nice and they are really heavy. So, all of the medal winners are very proud, as I am as well. So, yeah, it was a kind of a surprise and I'm really glad that I could manage it after 8 days of being team manager, WMA guy, and so many steps, so many things, so many hours of working. But somehow I got it out at the right time. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Would you say this is the biggest moment in your master's career?
By far. No doubt about that. I mean, I'm doing this master's thing now for 10 years. And I told you the first German nationals was, that was really exciting as well. But in the last couple of years, I was sometimes pretty close to a medal and I couldn't get one. So this one is cool. The first one is the nicest, definitely. But more to come, maybe. I still have 30 years to go.
but be honest, how nervous were you before or maybe in the competition? I mean, when you realize it's possible to win a medal?
Yeah, we had some thoughts about what's in before of the competition, and I was pretty sure that if I can get out what's inside after 6 weeks of preparation, that I could be one of the five or six guys competing for second and third place, because Steve, our buddy from England, he was far ahead and we all knew it. So it was just a question about second and third place. And I tried to be not too nervous, but still with a big tension so that it's clear something important is going on. And for the first time, I totally concentrated on myself. So I didn't have a look to the other ones. Before the final, I didn't even know that I was on third place. And my friend Olaf from Germany, who finally finished fourth place, he overtook me in the fourth round, which I didn't know. And then I had my bump in the fifth. And after the last one, I turned around to another German guy who was supporting us. And I asked, okay, which place am I, third or fourth? And he said, no, you're third. And I was just, yeah, it's very cool. And my old friend Ralf, as well from Germany, he finished second place, just 6 centimeters ahead. And he told me after that he was a little bit excited if I could overtake him as well, but I could not, which totally doesn't matter.
So you're a bronze medalist, podcaster, you doing interviews, and you're also working in Gainesville for the UMA. I mean, How many minutes of sleep you get every night?
I don't need that many. I'm a daddy for 22 years, so I'm used to getting up early in the morning and at night and early in the morning. It was cool. It was absolutely an amazing event. We had so much support by the officials, by the referees, by the volunteers. It was on a very high level, professional competition. I think, honestly, I didn't talk to any single athlete who was not happy with it. So everybody, doesn't matter from which country or which continent, they were all absolutely beyond thrilled and really happy about it. So, and if you have an atmosphere like this, it's much easier. I mean, you know it from your work as well and from your things. It's much easier when everybody's happy and relaxed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it was cool. I do it again.
So let's start with a quick look back at the last few days when we look at the results. So what was outstanding in the last couple of days?
Yeah, I think the very last day, so yesterday, was pretty outstanding because we had floodings as hell. So the whole throwing area in the West End, we got a picture from the W55 discus ladies and their foots were that deep in water. So the street racing, as the street, what's it called, walkers?
Race walkers.
Yeah, race walkers have been suspended because of the weather, because there's a rule, if there's any lightning, then they have to suspend the whole competition for 30 minutes and have to wait, have to restart, have to wait, have to restart. So the last day was really, really, really different weather than to all the others. Side note. My medal ceremony fell into water as well because we didn't have one. I mean, totally. We just got an envelope with the medals and the document, the diplomas in it.
No.
And then that was it. For the other boys, it was not that bad because they won many international medals. For me, it was a bit sad, but what matters is the medal. And we had even some issues with the light in the venue. So it was flashing. Like in a disco. So that was, it was pretty hard. But then finally, the last day is always the relays day. And it's amazing how everybody supports everybody. Of course, you do support your own team a bit more than the others. But there were some very tough races, some very close races. And as always in the relays, many, many disqualifications and crashes and everything. So the last day is always very, very hot.
But beside your own competition, you had the opportunity to talk to Evelyn Ortiz from Chile. Can you tell us a little bit more about her?
Yeah, Evelyn is a very famous person in South America, and she's a 400-meter runner. And I had the chance to talk to her, which was a bit different than the other ones because her English is even worse than mine. So we have to have a translator, and Manuel, he's from Spain, so he translated it to English. Fun fact, Manuel was in the same 60-meter hurdles finals than one of our German guys. So they first ran versus each other, and then he had to came over to the German team manager to do this interview. But I hope that you understand a lot because the noise in the background is pretty bad. But Evelyn is an amazing lady, and she's doing athletics since she's 3 years old. And she's trying to support many other young ladies to get into athletics. So very cool interview.
Okay.
So what's your favorite discipline?
Mi disciplina favorita es el mini fondo.
Okay.
Específicamente los 800.
So she's running the 400 meters.
And 800, he says. And
800. Okay, because you have to translate to me a little bit as well, because otherwise I don't understand. Cool. So what was the best thing for this championship so far?
¿Fue lo que más te gustó de este campeonato?
Creo que conocer gente en 113, la organización, la ciudad, muy limpia, muy amable.
Okay, cool.
Well, the organization, meeting new people, the city was good, the cooperation with their teammates.
Yeah, cool. And did you win any medals so far?
No tengo una medalla por ahora.
No, ahora en relevo vamos por ahí.
Okay, so the finger, so no medal so far?
No medal so far, but they're going to have a good go at the relay.
Yeah, okay, cool. So you are very popular in your home country. You have millions and millions of Instagram fans. Tell us about your story. How long are you doing athletics?
Practico atletismo desde los 3 años. Toda mi vida he practicado atletismo. Me encanta. Además, soy entrenadora. Tanto el deporte siempre está ligado a la atletismo.
So
she's been practicing athletics since she was 3 years of age. Practically her whole life. And she's also an athletics coach, inspiring others to do the sport as well.
Yeah. So when you say inspiring, how can you inspire men or women in your age or even younger to get to athletics for the Masters Athletics? What's this thing? What's cool about Masters Athletics?
¿Cómo hacer para inspirar a otra gente? Para ganar el número uno.
Mostrando la cualidad de todos los procesos que viene la competencia. Buenos momentos y malos momentos son importantes porque nos enseñan finalmente que el deporte tiene valores que trascienden a la vida más allá de
Okay.
So it's about taking the lessons learned from the good and not so good experiences of the sport and the discipline that it takes to get the results. That it's not just about getting the medals, but about the process to get there.
Yeah. For me, it's always very, very good and interesting to see all the people from all the world. Camaraderie. Good Lord, it's the last day. Camaraderie is very important as well, because where else can we meet somebody? I mean, this is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Un poco de que piensas del Miss Internacional, de gente de todos los países, que lo disfruta también, de buen ambiente que hay en el mundo master.
Es la principal motivación que tenemos los chilenos para salir, para ir a competir, para conocer. Ya es mi quinto mundial. Tengo la suerte de conocer gente de distintos lugares del mundo y eso, sin duda, que no se lleva un pedacito de mano cuando me está.
Muy bien. So this is Evelyn's fifth time in the World Championships.
Wow.
And it's like one of the main motivations that they have down in Chile to go to internationals.
Yeah.
And she's very lucky to meet people from all over the world.
Yeah.
And reunite with them championship.
Yeah.
Championship is also best bits of coming to participate in this.
Yeah. It's for us, I mean, we're from Europe, so it's always interesting to see from how far away you get to our, I mean, you have been to Gothenburg last year as well. To Sweden, I think. So at least the... Yeah. That's far away from home. So, muy lejos. 27. Lovely. Good Lord, that's a lot. So, will you go to Daegu next year?
Quizás.
Yeah, okay. It's most likely. So good luck for the relay, for the coming relays to you. Thank you very much, Evelyn. Thank you very much, Manuel. Good luck for the relays.
Unfortunately, Evelyn didn't win any medal yet. That's right.
No, she did. She did. In the relays, Chile managed to finish second place. So her first World Championship medal was even silver, not bronze. But no, it was in the W40 relays. Yeah.
So let's take a look at the final medal standings. I would say, spoiler alert, the US came in strong.
We talked about it in the last episode, and it got worse. So... Of course, United States of America placed one, so in first place, with a total of 557 medals. They made 185 world champions. Side note, we had 18 world records during the competition and 108 cup records, championship records. Not all done by Americans. One German guy, Roland Gröger, unbelievable fast one, He won his third title over the 400 with a world record time as well in the M55. So impressive. Second place, Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So they had a total of 93 medals. And then, drums, Germany. So at the end, we managed to get 70 medals. And if you imagine that our whole team had just 112 attendees, it's a very, very good ratio. 29 world champions out of Germany. So, and 17 other guys won the bronze like me. So, that's a cool result. And I think the team should and will be very proud of it because, the bigger team Canada, they have less medals than we have. And they are on the second place with the athletes and the Brits, of course, on third place. So that was a cool result. And then you remember the guy from Mongolia?
Yeah. Yes.
And now listen, now we're getting back to Mongolia. They do have 11 medals. Mongolia, 11 medals, all gold.
All from the same sprinter?
No. He didn't do all of them. I don't know where all the others came from. But, I mean, the 11 gold medals from Mongolia, which is, that's outstanding. And another outstanding fact about medals, there's a British lady in the W40. She won the 800, the 1,500, 3,000, 10K street race, and she finished second place in the relays.
Oh my God.
And the fun thing, 10K and 1500 at the same day.
So warm up over the 1500.
No, the 10K was before.
Really? So
she ran, yeah, she won and she dominated the 10K before, got in the gym, and then she did the 1500. And the second place lady, April Lund from the US, same thing. She finished second place in the 10K, came in the gym, and finished second place over the 1500. So these ladies are fast, really fast. Yeah.
My personal highlight was the guy from Mongolia. 95 years old and traveling to the United States for the WMA championships. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we had so many funny and engaged persons during the whole time. It was as I said in the beginning, it was outstanding competition. Very good.
Where will be the next World Championships?
Yeah, you're pointing out a problem. So we do have in 2026 the Outdoors World Championships in Daegu, South Korea. And we're all looking forward to this. The LOC of Daegu is already everywhere. They're trying to take care of the team managers from now on, or maybe even in the last 6 months, I would say. They have been to Alachua as well to show the athletes how it's going to be. And this will be an amazing event. I mean, especially for the Australian and New Zealand person, it's just 3 hours flight, 5 hours flight to get there. The Americans are excited as well. And what I got so far from the Europeans, it's interesting enough to do this big hop. Because, I mean, you can imagine going to South Korea is not like driving to Aldi. So it's a long way to go. And it's, of course, it's expensive again. And we all pay our costs by ourselves. So this will be amazing. But we will see how big really the fields from the Europeans and the Americans will be. And then we have the problem because already we don't have a bid for the indoors 27. So that means for now, we don't know where we are going, but we should because it's just 2 years to go and you need a lot of preparation time for the LOC, so the local organization committees. And of course, for the athletes and for the national team managers and teams, you have to prepare a trip like this a bit. So we are really looking forward to get any bid, which is suitable and which is acceptable. if anybody's listening to us, feel free, send me a direct message and I forward it to Margit Jungmann and the whole WMA council, because we really need one.
You mentioned Margit Jungmann. You also talked to her in the last couple of days. So I would say we listen to this interview.
If you would, I mean, of course you won't do it because you're the president, but if you would compare it to the past championships before, are there any differences to what we have experienced here, or is it pretty much like every time?
Sometimes you say the best championships ever, but yes, we had a great championship and it was better. But it was better in another way. We had this atmosphere, having the competition inside, having the summer outside. If you go to Toro, we put the bar very high. This was a great championship as well. So if you are in winter, it's different. So, but I have athletes who said, but Toro was very good as well. So every championship has his style. And this is the interesting thing in a world championship. You go to a country and to go into that culture, and the experience of that culture is wonderful. So every championship is different. This one was a great championship. We also had, of course, other great championships before, and we will have more. And I think this is because we really work well on the LOCs. We have a standard, and if we work well together, you will guarantee that. So this is what they did.
As you just mentioned, going into different cultures, I remember your trip to India for the 100K World Championships, because maybe for our listeners, because we got many new listeners to the WMA podcast, it's quite interesting to know we don't only have the World Championships indoors and in stadia, we do have some more. So
yes, in partnership with other organizations, we do the World Championships in the Uchorani, which are the 50 kilometers, 100 kilometers, and the 24 hours. So what you mentioned in Bangalore last December.
I think you and I should do the 24 hours.
It was the 100K. And this is really something, it was the 100K in Bangalore,
100K.
Will take place this year in Alvi.
Yeah.
And there's also the mountain running championships where you have trail and everything. You have to have a special knowledge about that. And I'm pleased to offer to the masters all those events.
When you think about our new channel, so-called new channel Instagram, then we have talked quite many times about it, that there are maybe a bit the younger athletes. So what would be your idea to get even more athletes to become a master athlete and to join us at the championships? What's the special thing about being in here?
Younger athletes this time. Perhaps it was because they had to travel from Europe. We had a lot of young athletes who I spoke to, a lot of athletes who have been there for the first time, and they were amazed. So we just need to get this message out. We need to get the younger people. When once you are no more in the elite, you can't compete there. There is another offer, and just continue or start if you discover that you are good in running. Just there is something we offer to you, which is competition on one side, but which is friendship, which is health. So all the camping, and it's a passion that we share, and people understand that. That's really the offer we have.
Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest and see you soon. Thank you, Margit.
We have to say sorry again for the noise in the background, but especially the last day is always very busy, and Miss President, as you can imagine, she had to do many, many, many things, and we did the interview after our last WMA reception. So sorry for that, but I think and hope you could hear enough. And for this, so it's the final take, let's say, I have to say thank you to all of you who listened to us, who shared our podcast. That was amazing. We got some very, very nice and interesting feedback. We are looking for more. Maybe you have an idea how we continue this. And of course, again, Benjamin, big, big, big thank you and big shout out to you. You made this thing happen. You had the whole time the work, and I was just sitting here and talked to you.
Come on.
You did everything, and the WMA and we as a Masters community are really thankful. That was a great job.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Boyke. But I also have to say thank you because we talk about all the responsibilities you have in Gainesville as an athlete, as a team manager. And it's not just taking a couple of minutes for a podcast. I mean, you do all the research. You did a lot of interviews. So thank you very much again. And hopefully this will be not the last time you listeners will hear from us. So...
We have an idea.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Don't forget to follow MeinAthlet and to subscribe, because then you get everything you need.
So if you have any ideas for future episodes or interviews, stories we should hear, send us a direct message on Instagram or an email. And I hope to see you soon again.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. And we get back.